Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Program committee, I've been working on a model based on our workshop on the 20th of a community school type of consortium and what we can look at. School districts identified 10 schools that they would like to be a community school-like model. They love the success, of course, of Weiss and then Pine Forest and now Bellevue coming up. Those would not be included, but 10 schools around that that are DF schools, but also those that are on that verge of about being a D or toggle back and forth between the two. So looking at two schools a year for 5 years.
This is Lindsay Cannon. She is the new executive director of the Escambia Children's Trust, which I know has acquired a kind of a bad reputation for not really accomplishing its goals and not justifying the tax that it imposes on Escambia County citizens. But I will tell you this, that I think based on, I mean, even challenges like getting a quorum to some of its committees or even to the regular meeting, the Commissioner May was not there right at the beginning of the meeting, and then he was there later, and then they had a quorum so they could approve the agenda. I mean, that kind of stuff, you know, and he's not the only one that's missing. I'm just saying, you know, this has been one of their challenges, as well as, you know, not being able to find the right programs or the programs themselves squabbling over the same pool of children that, you know, like they had that kind of an issue for some of the drama programs, which it just, you know, it's sort of growing pains when you're starting an organization. And I think this has been done very well other places. Time will tell whether it can be done well here, but I really do think that Lindsay is the right person for the job, and I think she's really onto something here with the community schools. In fact, listening to this and then listening to the reaction to this by Kevin Adams at the Escambia County School Board.
I want to tell you, I was jumping out of my chair. I met with Richard Corkin 6 years ago on these community partnership schools in the top floor of Tallahassee, because I kept saying we had the solution right before our eyes. And what I got from Tallahassee, it was too expensive, you know, couldn't come out.
So Kevin Adams is a big believer in this process. Community school, if you're not familiar with it, the basic idea is you identify a school where where major handicaps exist for the students because they don't have or their parents don't have access to things like, you know, health care at the school or anywhere, or, you know, you have hunger issues. You know, these are your Title I schools, your poor schools, okay? And where they have issues that, to be frank, most of the rest of us just don't deal with, okay? They, you know, have these challenges, whether it's from discipline issues or just, you know, counseling for psychological issues, healthcare, vision and dental, mentoring. You know, they're not getting the same level of parental involvement in, you know, supporting the educational mission at home, exposure to cultural enrichment activities, like kind of all of that stuff, okay? The stuff that we know, if we're honest, is really lacking in a lot of these, you would have used to call them inner city schools. I'm not sure the inner city is really the right term for the Pensacola area, but Title I schools, okay, poor kids, okay? And the idea at, like, C.A. Weiss here for the last 4 years, no, it's a little longer than that, isn't it? C.A. Weiss started in, no, that's right, they're in year 4 now. Okay, I thought it was earlier than that. I thought it was 2016. Anyway, C.A. Weiss, the idea is, well, let's provide that stuff at the school. If that's the problem, fine, let's provide it at the school. What can we do as an institution that's going to, instead of just wringing our hands over the lack of a thing that's making it so kids can't get the education they need, let's just make the thing happen. Let's help parents out. It's been a raging success. And by the way, there are other organizations, other schools across the state of Florida that have been doing this. There's now about 10 on the current list. Some are new within the last 2 years. C.A. Weiss is in the middle, and then Evans High School. You also have Pine Forest just got added, you know, to this kind of a model, what, last year, 2 years ago, something like that, and they've been working well. And so and it costs, it's not that expensive. It's like $300,000 to $400,000 a year, okay, to operate all of these programs. Given the level of money that gets spent on schools, yes, $300,000 or $400,000 a year might seem like a lot, but it's not really that much. And so Kevin Adams just says, look, we know what the issue is, and this is a way to solve it. These are the right pieces if we want to do this. And as you heard Lindsey Cannon say, we got 10 schools identified that are not yet in the program, which would be CA, Wise Pine Forest, and I think Bellevue is the one that's coming along. 10 more schools. We could do two a year for 5 years. We can get all of these most at-risk schools and therefore the most at-risk kids into a school that is going to help them because we know this model works.
We know what the big issue is in this county, and you got to have those big solutions for those big problems.
And he thinks, really, that we are on the verge of doing something kind of generationally significant.
I mean, this is remarkable where we could be at soon.
Where we could be at a place where we're taking care of this kind of stuff.
I believe we're on the verge of an extraordinary moment to provide a transformational resources to thousands of children locked in generational poverty and crime. I mean, this is remarkable where we could be at soon.
Right, where we could be. I mean, it's hard to... One of the problems is if you're really, really hungry, every bit of food looks fantastic, okay? And when it comes to the desire to see our struggling schools and the struggling students do better, anything that seems promising is going to get maybe us a little bit overexcited. You know, oh, found a magic bullet. I mean, let's be cautious. But let's also recognize that this does seem to work. It does seem to produce significant impact. You know, the performance at Weiss is already significantly better. You know, disciplinary actions are down 90%. Okay. The school suspensions are down 94%. Academic performance is up. And that model is, those numbers are shown across the board at other schools that are doing the same kind of thing. So maybe this is the way forward. Well, there's a follow-up to this and what Kevin Adams is asking, and we'll tell you in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are looking all good in Pensacola this morning. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. If you're on Highway 98 east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smoothly and not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. If you do see anything we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So back to this conversation about the community schools that, again, we already have a couple here in Escambia County, and the idea is, well, let's do this more. Okay, let's do this more. Kevin Adams talking about it, and the Escambia Children's Trust is looking at this as this is like a perfect use of our money. This is a way to help kids with a funding model that we know works, that will make an impact on the most challenged kids, exactly the kind of kids that the Escambia Children's Trust was formed to help, right? Let's take these DF school kids and let's create community partnership schools like we're already doing. And there may even be a funding source available.
I'm going to make a plea now to my friends on the county commission, the mayor and city council. Please don't tax this organization. Please, please look at it. I mean, for this tax, we could do 3-4 community partnership schools.
Right. If you're talking about $1 million, $1.2 million, you could at least do you could sustain a couple of them at that rate. Now, that's not an annual fund number, I get it, but you start to see we've got the money coming in, we've got the opportunity to spend it in a very successful way. Maybe if Escambia County can just not demand that the tax money that was supposed to have been going to the CRA, maybe, go there and they can write an exemption for the Escambia Children's Trust to use the money in this way. I mean, literally everybody can win. That's kind of the idea. And he says, look, some needs are more important than others. And certainly this is the kind of need that if they're right, and I'm again trying to be cautious about my optimism, but if so.
But that's my plea to my friends that are over there on the county and the city.
Yeah, and the city, by the way, too.
Please, let's use this money in the right direction. The haves are doing, they're doing okay. The have-nots, they're really in tough shape.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, the other board members were in agreement about this. David Williams.
I believe Children's Trust is going to be the linchpin that brings our community together, the health professionals, the the law enforcement and education and all of us working together to lift those who are in most need. So I really appreciate you pinpointing that, and I echo your sentiments about the taxing. I believe it's 1.1 million, 1.5, something like that. And I'm hoping that we can be able to hold on to that money with the Children Trust.
Yeah, I mean, agreed. And by the way, Bill Slayton made some comments. He said, like, in Tallahassee, apparently, if you've got a school that's in turnaround, that means it has to do some kind of changing program. It's a DF school. They'll actually give you an extra year if you try the community partnership model. They believe in it so much that they'll delay whatever they would have to do by a year if that's the case. And, you know, it's cheaper, or at least it's not more expensive to try this. Keith Leonard, the superintendent.
In my opinion, we would have a better opportunity for success, which is really what we're all about.
What we're about.
And would not expend, now you might expend equal.
Yeah.
Or less.
Or less, we'll see. So, Paul Fetsko.
We are in a very unique situation right now that we have not been in the last 5 years. Because when we wanted to expand and have more community partnership schools, all of the other partners said, we can't. We don't have the resources, we don't have the ability, we don't have the funding. Well, it seems to me now that everybody does, and so we need to strike while the iron is hot and while people actually do have the resources to do it.
The money, the will, the source support, you know, it had been in the past. It was such a pilot program that you couldn't really, like, we'd tried to ask to do it more. And I think it was it UCF maybe had said no, that they can't handle anymore. And now we're looking to expand. Children's Home Society is involved in all of this. So, yeah, I get the concern, the sort of prudential concern that, you know, when you're in the desert, every tiny bit of water looks like it's going to be the way, right? And maybe it's a mirage. Okay, I don't want to buy into a mirage, but the evidence seems to justify, the results seem to justify, the cost seems low for this to be an alternative to potentially over the next decade, as we add to, eventually get to a place where we could have, you know, 10 or 12 of these functioning community partnership schools in Escambia County and make massive generational change for thousands of Escambia County students. It's very tempting to believe, and I'm willing to believe in the possibility enough to find. I mean, we've got the money. We voted for the tax. Let's go. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you're thinking about buying or selling a home or trying to decide what to do in this environment because you're unsure with interest rates and with market fluctuations and, you know, sort of maybe some uncertainty and certainly softening of prices in the market over the last couple of years from the boom times that we had before, hey, Christina Leavenworth, she's your person. Okay, if it's selling, they have a whole system for staging, photographing, listing, timing the open house, setting the sales price, all of that kind of stuff that is just, it works again and again. And that's why they keep using the system. Okay, 175 homes that she and her team at Levin Rinke Realty sold last year. That's pretty good, 3.5 a week. Not bad for somebody who's only been doing real estate for 7 years. Like, that's kind of amazing. But if you're buying, same thing. Okay, if you're buying, having somebody who really knows the seller's market and understands what people are willing to budge on, what will win in a negotiation, what they'll say no to, even what, like, a new home builder might be willing to let you, you know, get, for example, point spot down off your loan. I mean, all that kind of stuff, okay? Give her a call. Find out from her what she thinks you can do. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, how can you go to sleep now?
I'm going to close my eyes and count Kenichis. Good night, dear.
You cannot go to sleep now, Paul. We're having a fight.
She's cruel, but she knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, 625 here on News Radio 92.3. It sounds like the 90s. All right, let's go to traffic on the fives. Jimmy is here with us. Jimmy?
We are looking all good here in Pensacola this morning. We do have one crash that is causing a roadblock, and that is going to be on Fairfield and Pace Boulevard and North L Street, Pensacola. So be careful when you're driving down there. There is a crash with a roadblock. Other than that, we are all good. I-10, I-110 are all clear. There's no backups on Gulf Beach Highway, no delays on Burgess or Olive, and looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. If you do see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Three bills were brought to the House of Representatives Monday aiming to impose penalties on Iran and its proxies in the Middle East after the massive missile and drone attack against Israel over the weekend. Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez has now been sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. A New Mexico jury found Gutierrez guilty for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on the set of Rust. And the Indiana Fever have now drafted Caitlin Clark with the number one pick in the 2024 WNBA draft last night. Of course, in her senior year in Iowa, she became the all-time NCAA Division I men's and women's scoring leader. So I'm sure she'll have a promising career with the Indiana Fever.
That's got to be the least surprising sports news story ever.
Probably.
That she would go number one in the draft. Also, did you see that there was a thing, was it last week, maybe it was the week before, that some other NBA player whose name I've never heard before, but that's because I don't follow the WNBA, had put a comment up about how, you know, yeah, you've been doing well against all of these girls, but, you know, now you're going to come play against women who have been playing this game for, you know, years and years and years, and, you know, good luck to you, Rook. You know, kind of thing.
Right.
I'm like, yo, jealous much? You know, which, I mean, she's not wrong. Okay, you know, in any sport, there's a truth to that. But there's certainly a fairly widespread expectation that she's going to do moderately well, you know, shooting rocks from a distance.
I'd think she'd be able to go head-to-head with just about anybody in the WNBA based on what we've seen.
So she's not tall.
Well, that's
right?
True.
I mean, she's not. And size in basketball really does matter. And, of course, just like in the NBA versus the college game, you know, you can be tall enough in college and not tall enough in the pros, right? And so you would expect kind of the same thing that, you know, her height is probably going to be a disadvantage. She's not short, but, you know, for a woman, right? She's tall, but for a compared to a male, right? That's kind of the issue. We'll see.
See,
you know.
Kind of what I'm curious about is is her star power going to continue growing in the WNBA, or
time
is it going
tell.
To kind of diminish a little bit because it's just not as widely followed as college athletics?
And what's going to be interesting it's going to be interesting to see if there's an enduring bump in attention given to the WNBA with her in it or not.
Yep,
because
absolutely.
Obviously, you know, the jokes Michael Che makes are rooted in the fact that it's just not that popular and not that widely known. And, you know, I mean, I think I could probably off the top of my head name one or two ever WNBA stars, right? You know, and not the rest because it's just not, you know, it's just not the way it has been, but maybe it will be. David, thanks so much for the update. 629 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Small note, I think it's an interesting story. We didn't get a chance to talk about this the other day. The $10.5 million that is coming to Northwest Florida to promote tourism out of the prime season, like in the shoulder season from Triumph Gulf Coast. The reason this is an interesting story to me is because my first reaction to it was, wait, I thought Triumph was designed to diversify the economy, right? The whole idea of Triumph was let's make us, with BP oil spill money, less vulnerable to a BP oil spill-like threat to beaches and tourism. Let's develop something other than, you know, tourism for this area as a source of revenue. That's why, for example, the aerospace stuff with regards to ST Engineering was kind of an appeal, or, you know, other things as well. So here we're investing Triumph money in tourism. At first, I didn't get it. But I think the answer is going to be shoulder season tourism is a different thing than just plain beach tourism. That's why it makes sense.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Dozens of prospective jurors for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York are dismissed after saying they could not be impartial. Others are answering questions agreed to by attorneys with no one seated on day one of jury selection.
Trump's legal team has asked the court if he could skip the trial next Thursday while the United States Supreme Court hears arguments on the issue of presidential immunity. But Judge Juan Merchan, who is overseeing this case in New York, immediately shot down that request, saying, arguing before the Supreme Court is a big deal, and I can certainly appreciate why your client would want to be there, but a trial in New York Supreme Court is also a big deal.
Fox's Brooke Singham. There's dangerous weather in the forecast in Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois.
Another round of strong to severe storms will strike the central U.S., bringing the risk of more heavy rain, strong winds, large hail, and tornadoes.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, there's an elevated fire risk across the mid of the Southwest. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm David Wayne for the News Radio Pensacola. Right now it is 66 degrees and partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. A 53-year-old man who was already serving a prison sentence is now charged with a 2022 murder in Escambia County. Copeland Gildon was booked into the Escambia County Jail last week on a second-degree murder charge. Investigators believe Gildon was involved in a plot to kill Roosevelt Broadnax Jr. at a home on Walnut Avenue back in 2022. Investigators say the victim was shot while being distracted by a 20-year-old woman. Gildon was serving a separate 20-year prison sentence for a carjacking and firearm charge. He's due in court for the murder charge today. A 19-year-old man wanted in connection with the shooting death of a 16-year-old last week is now in custody.
According to jail records, Cantonment resident Ethan O'Brien was booked into the Escambia County Jail yesterday afternoon. The sheriff's office says late Friday night, O'Brien was at a party on Wishbone Road showing off a gun when it accidentally discharged, killing the 16-year-old. O'Brien then allegedly fled the area. He's now being charged with negligent homicide.
And that's News Radio's Joe Ford reporting. A ceremony being held on board NAS Pensacola today to announce the next commanding officer of the Blue Angels. Now, that event is not open to the public. The next commanding officer will be announced shortly after 4 p.m. today. That individual will serve as the commanding officer for the 2025 and 2026 show seasons. Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's saying no to providing more money for Ukraine, but yes to Israel. And here's how he'd pay for it.
Largely replenishing the Iron Dome, and a lot of that industry happens in the United States. Matter of fact, a lot of it happens in the state of Florida. And so I would love to drain money out of UNRWA, drain money out of the UN to ensure that we're able to meet the needs of a defensive posture that Israel is taking in a very aggressive neighborhood.
And he talked to the Charlie Kirk Show yesterday. This comes as pressure has been building on House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a vote to the $95 billion aid package that the Senate passed back in February, which would include funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Escambia Sheriff's Office now investigating the death of a man as a possible drug overdose. Deputies say they responded to Plantation Road yesterday near Davis Highway. Found a white male dead. A spokesperson says deputies found drug paraphernalia at the scene. That individual has only been identified as a homeless white male. Governor Ron DeSantis says new legislation will continue to enhance Florida's education system. He was at Warrington Preparatory Academy yesterday discussing House Bill 1285.
Just as it's wrong for a school district, an activist, teacher, a school union to try to impose an agenda on the students. It's also wrong for citizen activists or parents to do these passive-aggressive false challenges to try to act like somehow, you know, we don't want education in Florida. So this bill does correct that.
And a portion of that bill will limit book challenges to one per month from people that don't have a child in the school district. The bill also simplifies the process to convert a failed turnaround school into a charter school, as well as establishing Purple Star school districts. 635 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
We are looking all good this morning, David. I-10 and I-110 are all looking good. If you were on Highway 98 east and westbound through Navarre, Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smoothly. Mobley Highway is clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays, and no delays on Burgess or Olive. If you do see anything, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I am Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have mostly sunny skies today. Temperatures warming up nicely near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, high near 79. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Mostly cloudy again on Thursday with a high near 78 and a low Thursday night near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And certainly looks like another gorgeous morning out there right now. We've got partly cloudy skies, 66 in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, and 64 in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Baidu has announced the company's ChatGPT-like Ernie bot has exceeded 200 million users. CEO Robin Li added the company will host another round of its artificial intelligence development competition and offer a prize of $7 million. Li also unveiled three development tools, Agent Builder, App Builder, and Model Builder. The tools create and integrate AI-powered chatbots with Baidu Web Search or allow users to create applications without any coding knowledge. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden earned roughly $620,000 last year, according to annual tax returns released by the White House. The Bidens jointly filed and paid roughly $150,000 in federal income tax and nearly $31,000 in Delaware income tax. Futures are mixed. The Dow futures have ticked higher after 6 days of losses. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 248. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Pete Salvato and Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never met your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own medical insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Severe weather.
can strike at any time. At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In itself was pretty localized in terms of local damage, and our damage kind of emulated what happened in the county. Most of the damage was localized to the Longleaf corridor. Fortunately, Longleaf Elementary sustained very little, mostly debris. Pine Forest, unfortunately, was not that lucky.
I believe this is the voice of Sean Dennis in the Escambia County Public School meeting the other day. They weren't doing a great job of telling me who the people were, so I apologize. I don't have everybody's voice memorized. Once in a while, I run up against it. I think this is who this is. And, you know, maybe a better reporter would find out, but I didn't. Because if it's like a controversial comment, you know, then I kind of want to be sure that I can identify the speaker. But if it's just information, I'm not sure that it matters a whole lot. So anyway, talking about the storms. And remember, we had a tornado, right, in Bellevue and then one in Pace. And the Bellevue tornado was right in the line of the schools, right? Was right near the Longleaf. So you've got, Pine Forest. You've got Longleaf Elementary. You've got George Stone. You used to would have had. I can't believe I just said those words in that order. Anyway, you see the South is growing on me. You used to would have had, West Florida High School would have been there. Anyway, what was the damage at Pine Forest and Longleaf and so forth?
Approximately 9 portables. Two were knocked off their foundations completely. One was completely flattened.
Oh, good. That's pretty substantial.
We had a lot of what appears to be tornadic debris damage, a lot of structural damage, particularly to outlying buildings like dugouts and softball fields and backstops and fences and whatnot.
And think about a school and then try to think to yourself, what are the things that would be most vulnerable to damage? You know, the awnings that are typically like shade structures over the walkways, over the sidewalks, right? That's going to just catch wind, right? That's all that's going to do in a storm is catch wind.
As you would imagine, a lot of the metal awning work that we have in a school when there's specific wind damage events, we have a lot of that as well.
So this is Pine Forest High, and then, of course, right next door, you have George Stone Technical College. I think that's the name. And George Stone, okay.
Had some damage at George Stone as well. Ironically, they just set some big Connex boxes together. They were getting ready to weld them for their fire academy. And those Connex boxes actually were tossed into the air, into the woods, and into other buildings. So they created some significant, you can imagine a Connex box, it's a railroad car, and they were thrown about like matchboxes. So,
you know, the way he's talking about this, he makes it sound like it's nothing, you know, I mean, just the tone of voice, right? So what we've got over here is a tornado, EF1, and it's blowing at 120 miles an hour. It's taking these Connex boxes, and it seems to be elevating them up into the air and throwing them into the woods. Next up, easy listening music from Keith Sweat. I mean, it's like, you know, you ever have somebody who says a really surprising, startling thing, but says it in that voice? And, you know, what's funny is, like, you know, it's like first responder voice. You know, I know this with my military and police friends is, you know, when they're agitated, you don't need to be worried. When they're calm, that's when you should be terrified. Because they go into that, like, super yogi Tibetan monk deal with the crazy mode that is, you know, slow is fast and fast is good, right? You know, that kind of thing. Like, just, we're going to, okay, right now we've got 16 armed teenagers are rushing at me, but I'm pulling out my service revolver. I hope nothing happens. Right? Like, that level of calm is the one you want to be worried about. And that's what I get that feeling from him, you know, when he's talking about these giant railroad car boxes, what you think of as shipping containers, right? That's what he's talking about, getting thrown into the woods from George Stone.
If you can imagine a Connex box, it's a railroad car, and they were thrown about like matchboxes, so...
Yeah, just throwing about the matchbox car, giant railroad car steel.
We're very fortunate that no one was hurt, no one was on campus. Yeah. We anticipate this will be a seven-figure recovery issue. To what extent, we don't know. The guys are still categorizing. Our priority to this point was making the campus safe to operate today, and they've done that successfully.
So, and that's important, too. Because what he's saying is that the first issue was not repairing the damaged portables at Pine Forest or, you know, recovering the Connex boxes from the woods at George Stone. The first challenge was making sure that it was safe to be on campus, right? That just to get in, because if the walkways and the awnings are all damaged and mangled, then, you know, can the kids walk safely to school? Like, I mean, that's a fair first question to figure out. And as you heard him mention there, seven-figure damage estimate. That's millions. Now, he doesn't say how many millions, but, you know, millions of dollars of damage. And, of course, there's insurance, but that just to give you a sense of the scope of the issue. What's the thank goodness? Thank goodness no one was there. Right? I know. When they cancel school, and when they're the only district that canceled it the whole day, everybody else was late, you know, early dismissal. There's a lot of people like, again? God, Scambia County, too quick to close school. In my day... You know, it was a tornado and a hurricane and a snowstorm and, you know, armed mice and sharknadoes, and they just said, go to school. You know, here's an extra sock, right? Like, you know, you kind of had, okay, well, they closed school the whole day. And a lot of people, I saw it online. I don't think anybody's really saying that the next day. And this is kind of proof of the pudding is, what if kids have been in the portables? Because they didn't leaving home, or what if somebody had been working on those Connex boxes, or what, you know, seems like a pretty good call in retrospect. Traffic on the fives now with Jimmy.
We have got one roadblock on Fairfield and Pace Boulevard, Pace Boulevard and L Street, and that is in Pensacola. That has a roadblock. I-10 and I-110 are all looking good. If you're on Highway 98, east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smoothly. 9 Mile is accident-free and not showing any delays in Car City. And Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. This traffic report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. Revive your ride at summitracing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends May 5th, 2024. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So just one little follow-up thing on that note of the school damage at Pine Forest and George Stone. And Longleaf was mostly water intrusion, not real damage, that they said. But because, you know, a tornado went through that area, you know, pretty close by. And Patty Hightower had asked the question, well, what about the kids who go and do school in those portables? Were we able to accommodate them where they go? And Keith Leonard, the superintendent, just said, hey, you know, they were on campus. They were okay. No big deal. But she made a note, too, about how people have responded differently after this storm because of how severe it was in some areas.
I think people really looked at it this time because I got a lot of people sending me emails and saying, y'all did the right thing, which I've never gotten before.
You know, I can imagine. And, you know, it's kind of funny. This is going to make you feel bad, okay? I'm going to make you feel guilty for just a minute, but I'm going to remind you that everybody's human, okay? I think it's very common for us to second guess, for example, the schools for closing early because it's inconvenient to everybody who's got kids, right? Very, very common. And when nothing happens, it's kind of like the, you know, hey, you know, here we are preparing for the storm in Northwest Florida and the, you know, lawn chair tips over, that kind of, like, it's a joke. It doesn't really happen. Okay. But then when it does happen, when it's even like, this is not a huge thing, but this is a seven figures damage, right? Could have killed kids if they'd have been around. Right. I mean, just in perspective, right. Pretty good call, it turns out. We tend to recognize after the fact, think Skanska for just a second. And here's the part you're gonna hate me saying this, okay? But, you know, I'm a logician. Sometimes my job is to remind you of the guardrails of logic, okay? I totally understand that we all are very, very angry at Skanska for what they imposed on our area by not moving the barges. But you get that when it doesn't look like a storm is coming, they were thinking it's super inconvenient to move all these barges again. Right? And it's very easy to look back in retrospect. I'm not saying wrong. I'm just saying it's very easy to look back and say, they were complete fools. I can't believe they did this to our society by making this terrible decision. But you weren't paying the cost. You weren't inconvenienced the way you are when they close schools by them moving barges when nothing ever happened, which did also happen a couple of times, right? So just, I know we want to be angry when we want to be angry and we want to have our perspective. We want to have it. Sometimes I'm just saying you got to kind of try to be consistent if you can. And so here would be my takeaway is maybe the next time a school district errs on the side of caution, you say, maybe that's for the best. You know, maybe the lives of children, maybe it's okay. Even though it is super inconvenient to have the kids at home and have to stay home from work or find a babysitter or daycare or whatever. And, you know, more than inconvenient, because if you're, you know, relatively economically well off, middle class, you know, you can adapt. I mean, it stinks, but you can adapt. Think about the people that, you know, it's not so easy for them to adapt, right? Poor kids who may not be getting food at home much, or their parents maybe, or a parent only maybe work. I mean, you know, there's just, anyway. And they all think about that when they close school too. I mean, they definitely understand that there is a cost to the society. 651 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've been putting off buying that next car, come on, you know you have. You know you're like, oh, I understand, stop talking about it. Well, you go get a new car. And then when I talk about it, see, what happens is I talk about Frontier Motors, and you're like, I know. And then what happens is if you go there and you get a new car, and then the next time I talk about it, you'd be like, I did. You know, you can like not have to feel bad, because if you got a car that is sort of unreliable or it's just not making you happy, your relationship has progressed beyond them. Right? You know, that's what happens with cars. And you've been waiting too long because you've been putting it off because nobody likes buying a car. Go to Frontier. Just go. Look around. See what the prices are. See what's available. See what you like. Find something you love, and either they'll have it and you can buy it, or, you know, go some. They, you know, they can go looking for you. They do that too, okay? Frontier Motors, about 300 different cars and trucks on the lot at any given moment. And, again, the experience is just, it's better than anything I've ever had before. It's a very, very good car buying experience. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations, from the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today, so come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Because you had a bad day, you take one down,
6:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I have been yesterday and today getting reports from people that the signals on 92.3 and 95.3 are, you're getting bleed over from other stations elsewhere. I still love the one person's like, well, just turn up your power. It does not work that way. I'm so sorry. It just doesn't work that way. The FCC would have something to say about that. Anyway, you can always listen on AM. Our home base signal, AM 1620, or download the app, News Radio Pensacola. It's a very, very easy to use app. You can listen live or check out podcasts right from the app. It's very easy to use. But I'm sorry about that. The engineers are working on it, and I know it's probably a little bit better now that the sun's up. But still, if you've been having those issues or having them at night or whatever, always remember AM 1620 is there for you. Jimmy has got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
They are still dealing with that crash on Fairfield Drive in between Pace Boulevard and North L Street. So if you're heading that way, please be careful of that. I-10 and I-110 are all looking good. Looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molina through Cantonment. And 9 Mile is accident-free and not showing any delays in Car City. If you do see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Supreme Court will be convening today to consider if the Sarbanes-Oxley Act will apply to January 6th rioters. Fisher versus the United States initially went to the defendant Joseph Fisher before it was successfully appealed by a divided decision in the District of Columbia Circuit. The House of Representatives looking to put a financial squeeze on Iran after its massive missile and drone attack against Israel over the weekend. Three bills brought to the floor on Monday aiming to impose penalties on Iran and its proxies in the Middle East. They include efforts to disrupt the Chinese purchase of Iranian oil and cutting off Iran from using the U.S. financial system. And, well, this probably isn't going to be a big surprise, Andrew, but there's a new report out from the American Psychological Association, and it says that social media is not safe for kids. Top psychologists.
Whoa.
Are you
the first person to say this?
Shocking.
Is this breaking news against a decade or so of contrary experience that you're...
Oh, it's absolutely... the report out...
Let me sit down for a second.
That's right. Yeah, sit down.
Tell me what I've never heard before. Go on.
So they're saying the endless scrolling push notifications are dangerous for young people whose brains are still developing, and that lawmakers need to do more to protect kids and their mental health. So I would venture to guess that Florida may not be the last state to enact that type of legislation.
Social media is not good for kids. Where have I feel like I may have heard that before.
Somewhere, possibly.
Yeah, oh my God. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, no, I don't think Florida is not the last. And as a society, we are definitely... There are so many things where a technology comes along and we just do it. We just allow it. And later we come back and we're like, you know, maybe putting cocaine in the soft drinks wasn't the best plan. Maybe, just maybe a little bit of heroin to soothe the nerves on a Tuesday for mom. Maybe not the best approach to healthcare, you know? And the problem is that when it comes to screens, television, and now portables and tablets and cell phones, and then that alone, and now with social media, you know, it's sort of like, we'll just do it and then find out later. We're finding out later. It's not good. It's really, really ungood. Double plus ungood, to quote Orwell. 6:59 News Radio 92.3. When will we get jurors in the Trump hush money case? When will jurors be impaneled fully? They disqualified 50 or so yesterday.
I imagine it can't go on that much longer.
I think a couple of weeks. It's going to take a while to really get people who are willing to vote neutrally. Community schools, will we get 10 over the next
Absolutely.
5 years? Yeah.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.